did you want to talk The Last Jedi real quick?
Sure. Go hate on it. Hate on it, Nick.
The thing I fucking hate about it is Canto Bight was fucking useless. Still is. You could have fucking traded Canto Bight in that fucking stupid message about how war is profitable when we already know that. And you brought fucking real shit into my Star Wars. And you could have used that to something more useful towards the story. Like, I don't know. Fucking Rey
ain't
getting
nothing
trained
about Star
by
Wars
Luke.
Useful.
Do you wish they can Snyder cut that? Do you want a Snyder cut?
Y'all go ahead and talk this gay shit. I'm out.
All right, later.
I agree. With your black ass.
No Snyder. Well, I mean, it is all his vision. I don't think there was any studio interference at all.
Yeah,
I think
that's the point. Yeah.
What was it? Terrio? Chris Terrio?
Chris Terrio.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He. I wanted to see his movie.
You're talking about the original, the one they had originally planned.
Yeah.
The original. Yeah. What are we talking about here? What movie?
Last Jedi.
Oh, the original Jedi.
No. Well, it wasn't even Last Jedi.
No, the third in the trilogy.
Oh, Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah. Was that Terrio? Or am I tripping?
No, I'm thinking he did. It was the second one.
It
was Last Jedi, wasn't it?
It was, what is his name? I know you're talking about. I can't remember his name right now.
Yeah, but, I would rather have seen his movie.
I read the script, his story.
Oh
writing.
Shit! Well, fuck. Talk about that shit, Tommy. Like, what was so different about what was supposed to happen and what happened?
It was an entirely different story, which is fine. Like, I don't mind an entirely different story, but however, there is a lot of major elements in there that break the continuity.
No.
So, like, for instance, I don't know if you guys are. I don't know if you watched the Clone Wars.
Yes.
You remember the Mortis story arc?
Yes.
Okay, so the Temple of Mortis is an area or a planet that was created by the Ones, right? Now, this is a planet that's outside of time and space. You cannot just simply travel there.
It's a nexus.
It's a nexus.
Yes.
You can't simply travel there. You have to be transported there by the Father himself. That's the only way to get there. Now, in this movie, they have Kylo and Rey simply traveling there, which doesn't make any sense, right?
Like taking a
flying there.
Ship.
Yeah.
No, she's not really.
So they fly through, kind of similar to in Solo, where they fly like through all these nexuses and stars crashing into each other, and also similar to The Rise of Skywalker, where they fly through a bunch of nebulas to get to. That one Sith planet, I can't remember what it's called. It was kind of like that, but still, it's like you can't simply just fly there. It doesn't exist in
Morabant.
Yes.
Was it Morabant they traveled to?
No, that's the original Sith homeworld.
Right, okay.
Or Corban. Either way.
Yeah, that's it.
What is it called? You know what I'm talking about. Anyway, so you can't simply just fly to Mortis. You have to be transported there by the Father. That's the only way to get there in canon. So that's one thing that broke canon. There was another one where this breaks Chewbacca's character. He becomes a little more savage. There's a scene where he is he's fighting the Knights of Ren, and he pile drives one onto the ground, breaks his neck completely, and he's ripping off limbs and things like oh, we know that. There's stories of him ripping off an arm in the middle of a game of, you know what I'm talking about. But you don't ever see that, right? Now, he had planned to have Chewbacca basically destroy, like, most of the Knights of Ren. But there's, in that scene, one of them impales Chewbacca and kills him.
I would have hated that.
Yeah, I would have hated that, too.
But the thing I hated about the Knights of Ren that we got, they're supposedly... students, training to be Jedi, yet none of them had a fucking lightsaber. None of them had force powers. Like, you gotta be force sensitive, dude, to be a Jedi, and they were training to do this. Is that my stat? Who?
No, I think Nick is, he's currently transmitting from Cybertron.
Oh, yeah, Nick, you're on Cybertron right now. Yes, it's bad.
What happened?
Yes, the nanobites are super digital. Yeah, super digital.
Huh?
And loud.
It's loud.
It's digital and loud. Yes. Yes. Fuck. That's one thing.
All right, fuck it. You guys are on speaker now.
Tommy, okay. Did you read the Kylo Ren comic?
I did, yeah.
Okay, so that version of the Knights of Ren, I really dug. Where he actually fought the first Ren. Mm-hmm. And they're pretty cool, dude. Yeah. I think we actually seen one or two of them with lightsabers. I don't really recall. I think so,
yeah. And
for us not to get that in the movie was such a fucking loss, dude. It's just such a waste. Mm-hmm. They were fucking students, man. That's one of the things I disliked about that whole trilogy.
Yeah, the sequel trilogy, I mean, it was, you could tell it was rushed. The writing was rushed, and you could tell that the writers and the directors, they're not on the same
page. They weren't on the same page. No.
Which is, it is what it is. I mean, the original trilogy was the same way, to be honest. So it's kind of going in line with tradition. So, like, Luke and Leia were not.
The difference is the original trilogy was good.
It depends on who you talk to.
Yeah.
Like, for me, it is. For me, it's awesome. But if you talk to anybody that's new to it, not so much.
See, I grew up on Return. So, you know, like, that to me was pretty good. But, and like, you know how I feel about Empire. You know, it's not.
You don't like Empire?
I don't put it up on a pedestal like everyone else.
Well, it's Return of the Jedi is my favorite all time.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah.
I will admit on my listing of, I always put Empire above because I think it's a better movie than Return.
Feel that.
Huh?
I don't feel that at all. But I mean,
Return, it hits. But you can't have Return without Empire. You can't feel that emotion where he was just like, son, let me see you with my own eyes. Like, my girl has never seen Star Wars, any of them. And she wants to watch The Mandalorian. And I was like, no, you can't. You definitely can't now. Because there's the Luke.
No, I think season one, she's good. When I watch
season one, definitely. So.
Yeah, she's good. You get away with giving, give her season one. Season two, no. You're going to have to give her season one if she's going to watch it like that. But, I mean, you get to start off at the... My kids started off with the prequels. Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah, well, I mean, shit, they're born in...
That's their era. Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah, except my oldest. My oldest was introduced to Return of the Jedi like I was, and then Empire. So, and then the sequel. That's why, like me, Revenge of the Sith is their favorite Star Wars movie. You know? So, but then my oldest holds Empire up there, and then my youngest holds... Was it Phantom Menace? He likes more or Clone Wars? He has that up there because he watched that as a kid and it blew his fucking mind, dude. You know, every 5-6 year old that saw Menace and Attack of the Clones, they're still up there, dude, with them.
I would say the Clone Wars, it actually made me go back and rewatch the prequels through a different lens.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it actually, it's one of those strange things where it elevates that trilogy for me.
It does.
I still don't like Attack of the Clones. I still don't. It is such a fucking snooze fest.
I don't have a problem with that movie.
It's my least favorite.
Yeah, I enjoy it.
So
I mean it's definitely above Last Jedi.
I'm not there with you. I don't like.
I actually put Last Jedi. It's my least favorite. So. Yeah,
I just hate what they fucking did with Luke. And it's just like everybody's complaining about Rey being a Mary Sue. You could have completely wrote that in where you're training her. All of a sudden, like, she hasn't been trained by anybody. She just has the books. That's it. You know, mm-hmm. And granted, that's how Luke was trained. But also, Luke was trained by Yoda. So Luke had knowledge of the Force and he had Obi-Wan, you know, his Force ghost.
Luke was trained by Yoda for 2 days.
Really? Was it just 2 days?
It wasn't very long. Also, it's not that long. I, as far as I'm aware, it was only 2 days. It could be longer, but either way, like, for a Jedi to learn the ways of the Jedi, even just the introductory lessons, it takes years. Like, what are you going to learn in 2 days? Or what are you going
to
learn in a week?
Yeah, that's why they have the trials, you know, to graduate to the next level and stuff like that. Yeah.
So but it's
could you say that Luke was like a Doctor Strange and he was just really smart?
No, oh, yeah, he was definitely gifted.
Yes.
In the comics, Well, the Legends now, but still I consider it. Luke was adaptive. Like, they're in the battle between him and Darth Vader for the comic rendition of Empire Strikes Back. In that comic, it gives a lot of details about how Luke is quickly adapting to Darth Vader's style and also emulating it and then adding to his style, in which it angers Darth Vader. You know what I mean? It makes him mad. Like, he's becoming better as he's fighting, which makes Darth Vader essentially try harder and cut his arm off. He wants to end a fight. So, yeah, he is. I mean, the story goes, for the comic versions of Luke, it was approved by George Lucas, and that's how he saw Luke. Like, he was adaptive and he was smart. But, yeah. But still, it's like, for Jedi training, even you could be as smart as you could possibly be and be super adaptive, but these lessons are, they take time regardless.
He wasn't even trained for an hour.
Do you, okay, so for Rey and Kylo Ren, they're a dyad, right? That's part of the story.
Yeah.
That means they're connected to the Force, so whatever Kylo knows,
she essentially knows. Yeah.
You know, they're one of the Force. No offense, but I look at that as shitty writing.
Did it work for you in the Matrix, the original Matrix?
I only seen to be a that, pilot? I've only seen the first one like a handful of times. Like,
well, it's like, hey, you want to learn to be a pilot? Yeah, download this. Boom. And that's what she did. She was downloading his memories. So his fighting style, whatever he learned how to use the Force, she basically downloaded it, you know? And that's why a lot of people, they don't get that. But I'm like, dude, did you like how it worked in the Matrix? Fuck yeah, of course.
Or same, even basically, Pacific Rim.
Even Pacific Rim. Same shit. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a concept, like, not everybody's gonna buy it. That's fine. That goes for any story idea. Like, you're not always going to be for it, whether it's workable or not. Now, as far as, like, whether it's believable in the universe, yeah, definitely. Because the Force is you can accomplish anything with the Force. And as Palpatine said, even through the dark side is a pathway to some abilities some can consider to be unnatural.
Yeah.
And he came one back from the dead. Best
lines of Star Wars ever.
I mean, my biggest grief about The Rise of Skywalker, they could have shown how he came back. They didn't do that. I wish they did, because that would be dope to see him, them enact a Sith ritual to resurrect him. That would have been so dope, man. It'd be
dope. Yeah. But
it is what it is.
We've never seen that part in the movies, the actual,
the
ritual part of the Sith. They're, all the shit that they use, all that they're privy to, all the powers that they can
alchemy and all that.
The alchemy shit, yeah. That would make them much more of a scarier, threat than how we see them just bad Jedis,
Exegol, that's what it's called.
Exegol. Which is, and if you're reading the Vader comics, he's on his way to Exegol now.
Yeah, I'm there too. I'm waiting for the next comic.
Yeah, it drops this Wednesday, dude.
I can't wait.
I'm loving that fucking Vader comic. I'm loving it. You're not reading, right, Nick?
You son of a bitch. I have no fucking time to sit down and read anything or the mental energy.
It's like this, dude.
I've been trying to read Kingdom Come because I never fucking read it.
Oh, that's a great fucking book.
And I like how it's from like a third person perspective, like a civilian seeing superheroes. I really enjoy that. And it's an Elseworlds story. It's kind of like The Dark Knight Returns for Superman. But yeah, it's just, I put it down. I'm like, fuck, I don't have the mental energy to fucking like sit down and read something. Like in my 20s, like I'd be able to pop open a fucking book and just flip through the pages. Yeah. But now it's just like, I'm fucking exhausted.
What is it? Is it your kids?
No.
Oh, wait, you don't have kids.
No.
The concept of being exhausted without having kids, you're losing me.
No. I help take care of my grandma.
Oh. Okay.
There you go.
So,
got it.
So to go back to your earlier point about Canto Bite, it is what it is. You didn't
my problem with it is that they didn't fucking build off of that at all.
Right.
I mean, it was useless. And it's not, people excuse it. It was just like, well, it's to show you that the heroes can't always win. I know that. Like, right. like I didn't need to see something. And then you deliver me a message that really fucking didn't go anywhere.
I don't think that was the point of Cancel Bite.
Huh?
I don't think that was the point of Cancel Bite. I think there was an interview done with Rian Johnson, and what he wanted to do was show a different side of the galaxy. Because the thing is, like, for a scene like that, when you're trying to find someone who is essentially a criminal, you think cantina scene, you right?
Yeah.
That's typically what we go to traditionally. We go to a cantina scene. He didn't want it, he wanted to do something different. He wanted to show a higher end criminal that's, you know, up there in society, but he's still a criminal. He's a, you know, professional slicer or whatever he is. Yeah, I mean, that's one but scene
We got that fucking weird DJ, that guy. Yeah. Like the fucking Silence of the Lambs motherfucker. Like, we got him instead. Give me the fucking high end criminal. I would have rather have seen that than.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to see I forgot what his name was.
Fucking Jennifer Aniston's ex. Something. Justin Theroux.
Yeah, I would have loved to see him be the one to, you know, help them out. But I mean, it is what it is. Like, it's one of those take it or leave it scenes, and for me, it was like, eh, it's cool concept, but the follow through was not all the way there with me. But I didn't hate it. You know what I mean?
You know, my biggest problem with the movie isn't so much what they did to Luke; it's how they did Luke. What I mean by that is, you built him up from the end of the last one to be a cliffhanger. Mm-hmm. And the motherfucker's barely in the movie and barely does anything.
Now you're saying that they built them up in the last movie. Think about how it was for us who've been reading them in Legends all those fucking years. Do you know what Luke's accomplished in those Legend stories?
A lot.
Nick? A lot. Much. Like Jedi Grandmaster stuff. Brought the Jedi to heights they haven't been in thousands of years, where there's hundreds of Jedis now. And to see that Luke, when I'm used to him having these fucking crazy battles in the novels, right, in the comics, how do you think we felt? You feel me? Yes. That was a fucking slap in the face. That, you know, and I see, and from what I understand, fucking dude that plays Luke, fuck, Mark Hamill, who also is a big fan of the novels, he's read the comics and Legends. He was like, yo, what the fuck? Like, I've been reading Gold for the last 25, 30 years. What is this?
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys have me doing?
And so, like I was telling Tom.
None of that matters. Just take the script. Like, fuck you, dude.
You know, and like I was telling Tommy, it's evidently he wanted to write an Empire Strikes Back. And it was kind of the damned if you do, damned if you don't situation. You know, it's a lose-lose situation because people are going to say you're ripping it off. But really, if you know anything about storytelling, the act one is your introduction to hero. It's the hero's calling. Act two, at the end of act two, the hero fails. And act three, the hero succeeds. Like, and if you look at a trilogy is essentially one long story. So the sequel is going to be the act two. It's going to be the darker one where the hero fails. Like, look at your Dark Knight. Look at your, well, I can't say Terminator 2 because, well, yeah, the hero, well.
Terminator 2, yeah.
But we're talking about like traditional heroic
storytelling,
movies, right? Yeah. So I can understand where he's coming from by wanting to try something new, try something different.
Yeah, it's not about Rian Johnson, right?
Yeah, it's not going to land with everybody, and that's fine. So here's my perspective and how Luke was initially for The Last Jedi. I was with you. I hated it. Cause you know, like Adrian said, I was hoping for an EU Luke. I was hoping for the Legends Luke.
You and I both.
And you know, I did not like it. I didn't like how they did it. I didn't like the execution, none of it. But after time, watched the movies a few times, watched a few interviews, did some thinking about it, and I started liking it. Like for Mark Hamill, I saw the interview where he said he didn't like it either, but then he said, you know what? I grew to like it. It was a great take on Luke Skywalker, because the story of heroic Luke Skywalker, the one that's saving the day, that story's been told, which is true. It has been told. We've read it. We've seen it. We've been there. This is a different Luke Skywalker. This is the version of Luke Skywalker that actually considers the history of the Jedi. There is a dark history of the Jedi. He becomes disillusioned. And he starts to feel like he's wasting his time becoming a Jedi. He needs to become something better than a Jedi. And then he learns that the Jedi were something else originally. So he wants to become something more of what they originally were. More open to the entire Force versus just the dark, or versus the light, and just that's it. That's the only spectrum that you're going to stick to. He wants to be a little more open as far as his philosophy of the Force, which that's what the original Jedi were. Even the Legends.
But see, this is the difference what we got in the movie and what we got in Legends, where it's actually Jason in Legends turns. Yeah. Luke goes after him. He doesn't say, fuck, I failed, let me run away and hide now. You know, they fucking go after him, dude. Once they find out he has something to do with Mary J's death, they go after his fucking ass. I think it's more when Ben gets involved, and Ben Skywalker, if you don't know, was Luke's son in Legends, there, Nick. That's when Luke's like, yeah, I'm going to kill this motherfucker now. Because I know he couldn't kill him before, but it wasn't his destiny to kill him.
But I think they acknowledge that in that Legacy of the Force book series, that it wasn't the Jedi way. They were acting on emotion. Exactly. Which is, they acknowledge it. So,
yes.
This version of Luke in The Last Jedi, he's just disillusioned. He's learned the history of the Jedi, which in canon is pretty dark.
Really fucking dark, dude.
There's a lot of failure, and he also sees them being responsible for basically everything that's happened in the galaxy, Darth Vader being the biggest one. And allowing Palpatine to come to power, like they should have seen that, which, yeah, granted, he's not seeing the whole scope of everything that's happening, but that's just how he is. Now, when you get older and you kind of see that something that you've been working on for so long, you've dedicated basically your entire life to, you see that there's a history behind that ideal, that philosophy, and there's a lot of failure and darkness behind it, and they've been responsible for a lot of.
That's why I fell out of love with Batman for such a long time, because I learned about Bill Finger.
Right.
Bill Finger doc was fucking great, dude.
It's great to keep your ideologies and your philosophy in the good light, because it keeps you motivated. But once that motivation changes, then you change. That's basically what his character became, which is understandable. But I like with this version of Luke Skywalker, he did the most Jedi act ever at the very end. He faced his nephew without actually being there. He didn't cause any harm to him. And he saved what was essentially the rest, or the resistance.
Self-sacrifice.
It was basically self-sacrifice without harming anybody.
Yeah.
Which is exactly what the
most Jedi shit you could do.
100%. The most Jedi scene we've ever seen ever. Even in Legends.
Yeah.
So that to me was fantastic. And he basically became a New Hope again, if you think about it. Because that one act spread throughout the entire galaxy.
Yeah.
He became
It
lit that fire. He became an inspiration for the entire galaxy. And if you see at the very end, they all showed up this time to help them out. So I thought it was poetic. And I enjoyed that aspect of things. But I still kind of, deep down, I wish I saw the EU Luke, but
yes,
that story's been told. So
and that's what I feel like with the Mandalorian. The Mandalorian, weird as he looked, saved Luke for me. Like in the new continuity,
that was fucking amazing, dude.
Yeah,
just Luke at his peak to see him.
That was before he was disillusioned. That's right after Return of the Jedi. So that's Luke that you remember and I remember, so yeah.
Like, I just want, if you give me a fucking miniseries of Luke, give me that. Just, I don't care if it's 4 or 5 episodes that are an hour long, just give me that, just give me Sebastian Stan. None of this Mark Hamill fucking CGI shit.
That's where they could have done the whole Sebastian Stan. I mean, it's right there for him. He works under Disney. It's right there. Like, serve it up.
Yeah, because the story in canon right now is that right after, you know, he gets Grogu, there's a period of, I think, 30 years where he travels the galaxy searching for ancient Jedi lore with the Lore Santeco.
That's an
entire series right there.
I'm loving that comic. Yeah,
I want that live action. Give it to me.
Yeah. Like, I keep trying to tag Lucasfilm and stuff like that, but you don't want to listen to me, man.
I mean, they're behind it, dude. I mean, doesn't George still have to approve most of that shit, or is that all in Disney's hands now?
It's all specifically Lucasfilm. As far as I'm aware, Disney trusts their judgment as far as what they want to put out there. They just kind of fund it. They're like, oh yeah, go ahead. We trust you. George Lucas is, I think they have him on retainer. Like, they could go to him for, you know, on an advisory role, which he has been on basically everything, even The Last Jedi. So, yeah.
They need a Kevin Feige. That's all I'm going to say. They need, and I mean that in a non really comparative way with Marvel, like Marvel versus Marvel versus Star Wars, but they need somebody who has a specific vision in a direction that they're going in.
Shouldn't that be John Favreau?
Give it to John Favreau or Dave Filoni.
Yeah. Dave Filoni. I think you're right. They have one, dude. They're just not utilizing him. I mean, he's there. He looked what he's doing with The Mandalorian. I think he has his hands and everything else going forward. I believe this.
For Favreau and Filoni, I don't want them to become, either of them, to become the CEO. The reason why is because when you become the CEO, your role as far as story writing is gone.
Yeah.
You got to stay in the story writing aspect of things because you're killing it with The Mandalorian right now.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
But they definitely need somebody else other than Kathleen Kennedy. And I'm not one of those people that are just like, fire the bitch. Mm-hmm. She needs somebody over her or next to her to help her do her job, because this fucking sequel trilogy was a goddamn mess.
I think the sequel trilogy is a learning experience for her.
I still put Force Awakens up there. It's fucking great.
I love Force Awakens.
That's a good movie.
Yeah, they came out strong. That had us geared up for the next two. Like, holy shit. They're taking us somewhere we can't wait for. Didn't turn out that way, you know, didn't work out, but that step into it, it's really fucking good still. And she has something to do with that.
See, so, I feel like Rise of Skywalker, if they eliminated the Palpatine,
they really fucked up.
I want that.
It was disrespectful to Palpatine's character.
Huh?
I said it was very disrespectful to Palpatine's character, because he is one of the greatest Siths of all time, dude.
Mm-hmm. I agree, but what I was saying was, give him, I wanted a trilogy of that by itself. Like, just have it be her going on or going against Ben, and fucking either he dies or he is redemptive and he lives and he turns coat. But that should have been a trilogy by itself, because I wanted more of the Palpatine. Because, I don't know, like, the fucking Star Destroyers, something small with Death Star technology on it is frightening.
Yeah. That's a part. That's a Death Star in every part of the
galaxy. That's some Rakata shit right there.
Yeah.
You know what that is. Huh, Tommy? That's some Rakata shit.
Yeah.
They were fucking...
Even worse.
They're even worse than that, dude. So, if you're not... You got to get into the... If you never played Knights of the Old Republic, I'm guessing, right, Nick?
I got to the part where you go to the Jedi Temple. I still got it on my iPad.
That's my all-time favorite Star Wars story.
Oh, yeah.
To this day.
Whoa, I mean, the story character. Including Legends? you're including, like, the novels too, Tommy?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I put that to the Bane trilogy.
I think just the Old Republic in general is my favorite era.
I'll say that. I agree.
Like, I love everything about it.
You guys ever read Lost Stars?
Which one? Lost Stars? I have, yeah. I liked it. It was a great, great novel. Yeah.
Which one?
Lost Stars?
No, I have not read
it. So good. So good. It is the second Star Wars novel I finished.
If it's not that serious, you don't care.
Yeah. If it ain't this guy right here, I don't know if you guys can see it there, but if it ain't this, this motherfucker right there, see that next to the Revan blade? If it ain't this series right here, then that ain't it. That ain't the business. That is my favorite. I read that at least once a year, dude, since I bought those books.
So speaking of Darth Bane, let me blow your mind real quick.
Yeah, go ahead, dude. Please do.
So, like, I know that the sequel trilogy story-wise wasn't landing. I kind of like what they did poetically as far as the Chosen One prophecy, because there's a lot of prophecies just about the Force in general, both for both Jedi and Sith. The biggest one for the Jedi was the Chosen One. Like, he would bring balance to the Force, in which it was Anakin Skywalker, and he did. But there was also a Chosen One prophecy for the Sith.
The Sithari.
Now, that was in Legends. It was called the Sithari, which ended up being Darth Bane. In the visual dictionary for The Rise of Skywalker, there's some implications there as far as their Chosen One. Now, Darth Bane installed the Rule of Two in preparation of their Chosen One, which was
Palpatine.
Two that are one.
Oh.
The diet.
Really?
Yeah.
No so, shit.
The poetry between the two prophecies is that the Chosen One prophecy for the Jedi ended up destroying them. The Chosen One prophecy for the Sith ended up destroying them.
So that is fucking there. I love that shit, dude. I fucking love that. Yeah.
When I read that, I was like,
I still plan on getting the Sith code tattooed on my arm. That's going to happen soon. Yeah. That'd be dope. It's one of the most beautiful things I've ever read, dude.
So the sequel trilogy, I know it's not going to land with everybody. I enjoyed it for what it was. Execution is not quite there. I know everybody knows that it wasn't quite there for me, but I still enjoyed it for what it was. My favorite trilogy still to this day is it's probably always going to be the original trilogy. Return of the Jedi is still always going to be my favorite movie. It is what it is. But my favorite all-time story and character, Old Republic and Revan.
Revan's just a bad motherfucker, dude.
Mm-hmm.
He's just a bad motherfucker.
Also, he's canon now, as of The Rise of Skywalker.
Yes.
I'm excited about that, man.
Well, we're rumored to get a new Revan comic. So we'll see where that takes us. I don't know, dude. I don't want him to fuck him up in the new canon.
If Charles Soule has his hand in it, I'm not worried about it.
Yeah,
I'm not worried about it because he killed it in the Darth Vader series.
Dude, he's fucking killing it, dude.
Is that the second one? The second Darth Vader series?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so, yeah. That one is... that's one of my favorite comic lines, period, for Star Wars.
Everybody was telling me about Vader Down. That was the only one that I read.
Vader Down was a four-issue
series? Yeah, four-issue miniseries.
No, it's good, but it doesn't touch the Vader comic.
I just thought for me it showed how powerful and vicious he could be, and this was like pre Rogue One.
the part where he's they're like, oh, we have you surrounded, Vader. The only thing I'm surrounded by
dead
men. Or I was like, damn,
and then that line, taking them all out.
Dude, I fucking love that line. But so no, sad. That the whole Vader comic, since they brought it back, since Marvel's been handling it again, it's been fucking outstanding, dude. That first one got my book of the year. Second one was close. It was up there. And then they're just killing it with Volume 3. It's something if you can get the trades, Nick, do it, dude. If you're a Star Wars fan like that, to see Darth Vader the way he should have always been, it's fucking amazing, dude. That's why I love that character.
About a live action Darth Vader series.
I'm down for that.
I love it.
In Star Wars.
Do you think they would give them the budget for that?
I'm sure they would.
But, yeah.
I doubt they're gonna do it because that's a very he's already a super fleshed out character.
Yeah, they would do that now. It's too late for that now. Yeah, I agree.
I would love a Luke series if anything.
That's what I'm. More than anything.
Do you think they're going to continue going back to whole streaming thing? Do you think they would continue Snyder's vision on HBO Max?
No,
unfortunately not.
Because
I would like that.
The success of this, of the Snyder Cut, I think they're going to actually trust him to put something out in theaters, dude.
Okay. Yeah.
I think well, that's what this has done for him.
The second Justice League was supposed to be the Legion of Doom.
I don't think that's happening.
It was supposed to be Lex, Deathstroke, Riddler, Ocean Master, and Black Manta.
I thought Grundy was in there somehow.
No.
That would have been cool.
Yeah.
Just not by Joss Whedon.
No, honestly, too, it's like
I tried. Yeah. No.
I'm gonna be real. I don't think I like Joss Whedon anymore.
I can't take away the first Avenger movie.
The first Avenger was great, but I think that's still great, dude.
But yeah.
But so many people are coming out about him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm saying how big of a piece of shit he really is.
He's about to be canceled.
That surprised me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
From projects that he's done years ago, they're coming forward now.
Yeah. So far, nobody from Firefly has really said anything.
Yet.
Wait, what the fuck is Firefly?
You've never watched Firefly?
It's a series.
It is your introduction to steampunk, really. Like, but it's
is it space it opera. Beats. Is it back in the day?
Oh no, it's a space opera for sure.
Okay, but I got a question. I got two questions actually. Do they have the Force?
No.
Do they use lightsabers?
Swords, katanas.
Then shut the fuck up. I ain't trying to.
It's got.
That's why I don't recognize Star Trek. You know what? I've actually heard of Firefly. I just had to get that in there.
Because
they had a show. He had the show and then the movie, right?
Yeah.
And I always hear the movie was really good.
I got to rewatch the movie before.
No, I've been lied to?
I got to rewatch the movie before I make that judgment.
Okay.
Did you enjoy
first watch that you recall?
I just thought it was okay.
Okay. It's not like, what's it, Galaxy Quest? It's not on that level?
I've actually never seen Galaxy Quest.
Oh, son of a bitch. Tommy, tell me you've seen Galaxy Quest.
Isn't that with Sigourney Weaver? Is it?
Yeah, and 10 to 2 Man
10. I saw it once a long time ago, yeah.
And I think that movie's fucking great, dude. I watch it, even if you watch it now, you know.
It still holds up?
Yes. The funny parts are still the funny parts. Yeah, what?
Did you like Rebels?
I was okay with Rebels.
You'll like Firefly.
Okay.
Because Rebels was almost like a ripoff of Firefly.
Speaking of Rebels, aren't we supposed to get like Bad Batch this month too? Or is that still down? May? Okay. Shit, that's still 2 months away. Fuck.
Yeah.
That's going to be awesome, dude.
Have you ever watched Cowboy Bebop?
Yes. Fuck out of here. Yes, sir. Come on now. I'm old school.
Somebody blew my mind actually with Cowboy Bebop. There was just like 97 or about 95% of the series is filler. There's only 4 episodes that actually have like a story that connect.
Who the fuck was that, Adam? Because fuck that kid.
No, it was on YouTube.
Because that fucking kid is, he hates every fucking thing.
God, he does.
Dude, you know what? He's shitting on the Snyder Cut just because he's not a fan of Jared Leto, I guess. And, dude, I don't know what the fuck. He's not a fan of, like, this. Like, come on. Watchmen, son. 300.
I love 300. And you know what?
I fucking love 300, dude.
Snyder, what he does best is he does visuals very well. But he is not a story guy.
No.
I agree with that. He is Benioff and Weinstein. Or Benioff and Weiss.
But still, his track record is pretty. I mean, Dawn of the Dead still fucking good, dude.
Oh god, I love that movie.
It brought the
best. And he says it's easily the worst fucking zombie movie. How?
Dude, it's just to be mad at Zack Snyder just for some fucking reason. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with him, but that is weird.
It's kind of like a, what do you call it, a trend? It's like, what are the cool kids making
internet appropriate?
But I mean, I'm not with that whole culture.
That's what that
I
is.
I am just having an absolute fucking blast leaving the pay attention to me gets on his fucking statuses. When I told him that I couldn't make the his podcast yesterday earlier in the week, He hasn't tried to talk to me ever since, and I think I'm pissing him off with the pay attention to me.
Yeah. He's so, going to be butthurt with that one for a little bit.
I think he was getting on me, and like, because me and Chris Franz were like kind of like going back and forth with him. And I just want to throw it out there. Like, I don't want him to think it's just I'm trying to attack you or anything. It's just I'm just simply responding to what you are criticizing. Also,
I'll attack him if you need me to. What's
that? Also, give me the ammo. He's I don't want to, because we kind of said like, oh, you don't like the movie, and he's like, oh no, I like the movie. I'm like, well then, it's just kind of odd to say you like something, but all you're doing is
wait, I missed that. In no way do I remember him saying he felt any kind of good towards the movie. He just straight up.
He said he liked it.
Okay, so I'll give you guys a little insight. So of course, you know, as I'm pretty sure you do, Tommy, with the Poke High dudes, with Dre and Ray, we got our own message for the weekly show, right? Yeah. And this fucking kid, okay, as soon as it drops, he's the first one to watch it. He's not going to waste his time with, was the first one to watch it out of the four of us. And not even 15 minutes in, oh, it's Snyder's doing this bullshit again. Like, dude, watch the fucking movie, then have a fucking opinion. Right, but he would give like an hour update, and this is going on in our message board. And it's like, yo, just watch, let us watch the movie, and then we know how you feel about Zack Snyder. You know, Dario got on him, Dre got on him, I got on him. Like, yo, just watch the fucking movie, and then tell us how you feel after. It's not gonna matter regardless. But you know, I seen him like, yo, what the fuck did you watch, bro? This is a totally different movie from what they fucking gave us. Like, are you shitting me, right? You're just hating just to hate. You want like it's. Come on, dude. Like, what the fuck? Give it this just due. But he doesn't want to do that. He doesn't want to admit that he was wrong.
He's like trying to stay on. He's trying to stay on brand, his brand.
Exactly. Well, you know what? Which is not a fun brand, dude. The kid, when he's like that, I don't get it, dude. But, you know.
You know what? I used to be like that, man, where I would never admit when I was wrong. I would rather just fucking stick to my guns. But at the same time, that's. Like, I got mad love for Adam.
I don't.
So this isn't me bashing him.
Not a bit.
Like, this isn't me bashing him. Like,
please bash him.
I've learned that when I did that, looking back at that like a decade ago, it was ignorance.
Like, no. Dude, he's going to see the error of his ways. He's going to see the error of his ways when he, I'm being honest here, when he grows up.
Yeah,
he does not want to grow up right now, and that's like legit. Please play that as high as you want, Tommy. When you release this, I want him to fucking hear this. That's what he got to do. He's got to grow the fuck up. He's got to leave all that bullshit. You're calling it, Nick. Really? Was I really that ignorant? Yes, I've been ignorant about shit before, but look, I talked to Andre now, so it's not a big deal.
When I was younger, I fucking hated Batman because he was a superhero without superpowers. Now, then he became easily my favorite fucking comic book character.
What turned you around?
The Dark Knight.
Really?
Yep. Oh,
wow. The movie or the comic?
The movie. The movie actually got me back into comics.
Nice. Really?
But I loved Batman 89. Like, when I was young, I fucking love Batman, but when somebody pointed out to me, they're like, yo, he can get easily fucking his ass handed to him by any other superhero, anybody in the Justice League. And I was like, holy fuck. Yeah, fuck that guy. And I'm like, yeah, he's a fucking lame ass. He's just a rich guy. That's all he is. That's a superpower. And then the movie turned me around. I fucking, I loved it.
Did you not catch Batman Begins? You went straight into Dark Knight?
I saw Batman Begins in the theater.
Okay.
So you were led there. A lot of people slept on Batman Begins.
When I saw it in the theater, I was actually relatively disappointed because I wanted more Scarecrow. And they just kind of made him like
slept on character. I think, what's his name? Cillian Murphy?
Mm-hmm.
He bodied that fucking character, dude.
Yeah.
As a kid say. He really fucking came through with that. But yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry, Nick.
But the part that fucking irritated me the most was you have this big fucking entrance. He's on a riding his high horse and everything. And he gets taken out by a taser. By the love interest. That fucking irked my guts so bad.
No, but you missed it, dude. He's like he's not super powered. He doesn't have fighting skill. Mm-hmm. He just has this poison or whatever, this gas that makes you see delusions. That's not really a superpower. You feel me? So something as simple as a taser can't take him. That's what I love the poetry. Like we're talking about this shit earlier. That's something that should actually happen. You know, a fucking elbow to the face is going to take this dude out. He's not a superpower villain.
Yeah.
I actually love that part about that movie. That fucking A. There you go. He's this big fucking scary dude, but you shock him with a, you know, with 5,000 volts or whatever the fuck that shit is, it'll take him out. You know? Yeah, yeah, look at that one.
Okay, yeah. Fair. Yeah. But
you trying to go scream out your window again?
Yo, that really fucked me up.
I know it did.
Like I went to go push in my earbud and fucking ended the call, and I come back, they're like, yo, he needed to rethink his life.
You need to see where he's at.
But
yeah, like that meme with that black dude where he's like, oh shit. Yeah, dude.
But like going back to it, like I used to fucking hate Marvel. I used to be a DC guy because Batman was part of DC, so I got to fly that flag. Mm. And then I saw Avengers. I'm like, you know, this is some pretty good shit. And mind you, I've seen every single Marvel movie in the theater before that.
That's
and I was just like, right?
Iron Man didn't turn you around?
No, actually, starting like. I was kind of a closet Marvel fan because of the movies. Oh,
you son of a bitch.
But then I started reading the comics. I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. Why can't I just love all this shit? Why do I gotta shit on everything?
Right.
Listening, Adam?
You know, and it's... What else? I still can't get into Star Trek. I tried so fucking hard.
Okay, look. So the recent movies, the first two, I really fucking love, dude. That is because the Star Trek that I was introduced to, I just didn't get it, dude. And I've known the biggest Star Trek nerd. You give me that and you give me Star Wars. I'm like, there's no comparing the two. Like, you're fucking nuts, dude. Right. And then you gave me the non, which, well, at the time was canon, the legend stuff. And I'm in all the ways with Star Wars. And Star Trek wasn't even on my fucking radar after that. But then here comes fucking what's his name? Abrams with his spin on Star Trek, which was fucking good, dude. Was fucking so good.
I love those movies.
People shit on the what is it, Khan, the second one with Bender Crotch. and which I thought he fucking nailed it, dude. But I have no previous experience with that character. I know about him, you know, I know about him, but I've never seen it portrayed in film, TV, whatever, because I didn't give Star Trek that chance. But to see him play that character was fucking like, oh shit, this is a fucking serious threat. You know, I can rewatch those movies all the time, dude. I've yet to see the third one. I haven't heard great things about the third one.
It's not really worth watching.
It's changing direction too, right? It's like,
it's kind of like you're on this roller coaster and the first two are like, you know, you're going up and you're falling. And then the ride just stops. Oh. You know what I mean?
Oh, no. Like, oh. See, and I wouldn't want that to ruin what the first two gave me. You know?
Right.
I'm going to watch it eventually. Like, here we go. We're off the rails. So it's like the Indiana Jones, right?
Crystal Skull?
Okay, hold on. I'm getting there. I fucking loved what we got back in the day. So much so where I bought, like, my brother, my stepfather, my father-in-law. The Blu-ray sets when they came out. I bought every, because we're all fans of that shit. And Crystal Skull, I didn't go see it in theaters. I'm like, I'm gonna catch it when I get a chance. But then it got this fucking backlash, like, oh, it's fucking terrible. Whatever. I was somewhere at a party or something, right? I don't know who's, I forget, like 5 years back. And when did Crystal Skull come out? Like 2008, 2009, maybe?
Something like
give
that.
Or take, yeah. Right? So about 3 years back, I'm at a party and they're talking. We're talking movies and shit, and then Indiana Jones comes up, and then I'm like, yeah, and then I hear Crystal Skull, and I'm like, you know, and they're saying good shit about it. I'm like, yo, I'm a big indie fan, but I was told to stay away from this because it's going to ruin it. And dude's all, you know what? I got an extra copy on Blu-ray. Tell me what you think. And I fucking love that movie, dude.
Really?
I really fucking enjoy it. It didn't take away what indie was before. Just share one shit on Shia.
I agree.
Nothing wrong with it, dude.
What
it,
irritated me was the fucking they brought in aliens.
No, see, I'm a big irritated fucking, me. I'm a big fucking alien guy, dude. Conspiracy to aliens. We're not alone. Shit, I'm that fucking guy. So right. Bringing that into it could have been Bigfoot. I'm like, they got me. Fuck Bigfoot, right? But I think Indy was still Indy, right? It was still him. And for Harrison to come back and still have that charisma was like, holy shit, he still got it. It just, the story for me was elevated because of the alien shit. It just made sense to me, dude. I'm always thinking, yeah, that's how we got our pyramids. That's how we got this technology. Why not incorporate?
Now that you're actually saying all this, I think I might give it another chance.
Dude, it falls in line with what we as a society believe.
This is the second mind fuck of the day. Aliens.
It's all for you. It's all like, perspective, dude. If I'm over here talking shit about it, I'm like, did you not like that movie, Tommy?
I enjoyed it for what it was. My wife absolutely hates it.
What do I hate?
Crystal Skull.
Oh, yeah.
I try to watch it, and she's just like...
See, it's because I think I went in expecting bad. I was expecting terrible. And then I get this...
movie that
it's a jam, dude.
So stupid. It's horrible.
She hates it.
Like, Rich always shuts it down because of the refrigerator scene, right?
Indiana Jones
right.
movie.
Yeah. I mean, it's lined with lead. So, I mean, it makes sense.
Scientifically,
stupid. Rich doesn't like anything.
Yeah, he's
Rich is like... And I think that's, like...
Who? I'm just kidding.
Yes. Yes.
See, for me, I don't know if it is with Adam. I never had that conversation with him. If it's just, and I take it, and I don't want to assume that is with him, it's ego. Like, I don't want to admit I'm wrong.
Anything that makes him look like a piece of shit, assume that, dude.
For me, it was the same thing, but, like, I don't know. Maybe it's like, fucking, I'm going to be 33 this year. It's like, I look back at that, I was just like, so...
You don't look a day over 17, goddamn it.
You stop it.
You don't.
You're closer to my age, and I look like I'm in my mid-40s.
I always
get that mistake.
My grandma was telling me today, she was just like, how old's Diana, my girlfriend?
He's 19.
He's 19.
He's a 19-year-old kid.
Me?
Yes.
My grandma just said my girlfriend looks like she's 19. She's going to be 32 this year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, your girl does look young, dude. For some reason, I keep thinking you're in your 20s. My oldest is 24, and I'm like, you look younger than him. But he came out a full-grown man. My son looks like, Superfly Jimmy Snuka, so he's a big kid, And then the long hair, makes it, worse. But yeah, dude, and he's younger than you, but it's just, the way he is. Yeah. But yeah, Indy, Crystal Skull, dope. Love it.
Yeah. I mean, I could watch it again. I mean,
no.
I'm going to watch it again. Now that we're having this conversation, I'm going to watch. And that's one of the movies, dude. We put that trilogy on, and we, the original three, and anyone comes home from work and it's on, they sit down. You're out of the shower, it's on. They sit down on the phone. Hey, let me call you back. We're watching Indy. And sooner or later, everyone's in the living room just watching it. It's one of those, dude. And it's the same way with like a Revenge of the Sith, or something like that. Cause the kids just grew up on that shit. They just love it, dude. Rosie's the same way. That's her favorite Star Wars movie, I don't know, dude. You can't, Crystal Skull, don't sleep on it. Dude. People are listening. If you're like me and people told you to stay away from it, watch it, dude.
Give it a shot. Judge yourself.
Another one, too, is like Dark Knight Rises. I remember coming off of that movie in such a high. And then going back and watching, I'm like,
I actually, that's one of the ones I love rewatching. I don't mind that movie. It's not after Dark Knight. You're expecting to still continue. Right. But it's still a good fucking watch, dude. It's not the greatest fucking, it didn't end the way we expected it to, especially after Dark Knight. But I could sit down and watch it. It could be with commercials. I don't give a fuck. If it's on TV, I'd watch it. But I'm the guy, I'm like, I haven't seen Rises in about a year or two. Let me pop it in and sit down and watch the whole fucking thing.
I mean, you know? I still sit down and I watch Batman Forever. I still can't bring myself.
But to that's
watch
a good Batman fucking Forever. Movie, dude. It's fun. That's
you know. Here's the it's thing. It would have been better if they took out the fucking 66 aspect of it.
Wait,
you know?
Forever's Val Kilmer, right?
Val Kilmer, yeah. Yes. Bat nipples.
Yeah. Okay, that's Jim Carrey and Tommy Lee Jones, right?
Yeah.
All day, I love it. It's the George Clooney one that I could ever give a fuck about watching again. Mm-mm. I will not fucking, it just, whatever, dude. Never.
You know what, though? I can sit down, if it's on TV, I can sit down and watch it because I grew up on that. Like, I still remember having those fucking action figures when I was a
kid.
Okay,
yeah. Yeah, for someone like you, yeah. But I don't know, dude. But
I admit, it's a bad movie.
Yeah. I think it's one of the first movies I walked out of.
It's so bad that it's good.
It's not bad.
You know what? Like, I said that about Aquaman. I remember when I saw it.
Aquaman's a good fucking movie, dude.
I was on it was in Orlando with my parents and my brother. We're all sitting down at night and fucking watching it. And after it's over, like, everybody's looking at me like, well, what'd you think? I was just like, this movie has no right to be as good as it was. No fucking right. And my mom was just like, is that supposed to be a bad review? And I'm like, no, it's a good thing. I'm like, this movie should not have fucking worked. And it did. But when I remember when I saw fucking Patrick Wilson. Yeah, Patrick Wilson is Orm. I'm like, he should have been Aquaman.
I liked him as well. I really loved his take on that character, dude.
Also did I.
Yeah, he was fucking dope.
But he looks just like Aquaman.
He could have been Arthur Curry, but they did the Pacific Islander take on it.
And I can see why, you know. Yeah, Zack Snyder was saying, he goes, if I would have made him blonde haired, blue eyed, he would look just like them. That he would fit right in. I wanted to make sure that the audience knew that he was an outsider and he was cast outside.
Yeah, you know, the one movie that I just didn't take to, and I haven't seen it since I saw it in theaters, was actually Shazam, dude. I didn't
fucking love it.
I need to give it a rewatch because I don't know what it was about it. It just didn't land with me, dude. I think because I don't know what comic I was reading at that time. I think it was actually the Shazam books where it was Gary Frank. I don't know who was writing it. Maybe Jeff Johns. And it was fucking outstanding. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to see this on a big screen. And it wasn't that. It was this kid-friendly, bright kind of, you know, and I'm like, oh, wait, what? I had this. I've yet to see it since the theaters, dude. I've seen it the one time. And I will give it that rewatch. I think, you know, it deserves it, I guess, right?
So, you know how, the only thing I can equate it to is, you know how Joker was really just Taxi Driver remade?
Yeah.
This is Big remade with a superhero.
Oh, yeah.
I love Big. Yeah. And that's I love Big, too. Dude. I fucking love Big.
Yeah.
Maybe I go in and watching it, like, I'm not expecting what I was reading at that time and just, okay, let me see it for what it is. I might enjoy it like that. But I remember coming out the theater like, yo, fuck that movie. You know? Not on some Batman v Superman shit, which I still, to this day, have not finished because I just can't.
Right. Yeah.
Never. I'm afraid of white girl. I just can't.
You don't need to.
Can't.
You don't need to.
No, and I don't need to. You're right. I don't need to. And it just, I felt that. Now, it wasn't as bad, like I said, with Shazam. I was just like, what was that? But everyone else loved it. You know, my wife, my boys loved it. And I'm like, yeah, maybe let me just go in there with fresher eyes and give it another shot. So I'll rewatch it. I think I own it. I don't know, but it's still in
the easily state. The worst DC movie, DCEU, is Wonder Woman 84.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Like
it took what's Suicide off the top, dude. Mm-hmm. As the worst. It is so fucking bad.
No, so I'll put Suicide Squad above Wonder Woman 84.
You know what? I would watch Suicide Squad again. I would never watch Wonder Woman 84 again.
Yeah, once is good enough.
Because here's the thing. The only thing that I could, even Pedro Pascal can't make me rewatch that movie.
Oh, dude. Yeah, he was.
And he was easily the best part of that movie.
Yeah.
And I love the first Wonder Woman movie.
Yeah,
I did too.
This one, I don't know what the fuck Patty Jenkins was doing.
So here's my thing. Like, one of the things I hate the most was the final fight scene. Because in the comics, between Cheetah and Wonder Woman, it's a lot of hand-to-hand combat, right?
Yes, dude.
In this movie, they were just high-flying, and I hated it, dude. It's like there's no sense of being a warrior on either side.
No physicality, nothing.
No physicality.
Where's
the
action, dude? You know, where's the
techniques?
Hand to hand.
Nothing.
No techniques. So, yeah.
What bumped it down from being a perfect score for me with the first Wonder Woman movie was that fucking Hallmark speech at the end, right before she's about to kill Ares. I am Diana, Prince of Themyscira. And then she starts going into this long dialogue. It's like, why haven't you killed her yet? She's talking. Kill her now.
Yeah, that's one thing that bothered me about the first movie, too. I'll admit that, dude.
Yeah.
Like, and then
you don't need any of this.
Like, exactly. Just fucking kill him. Just do it. You don't need... You already got the villain monologue from him. We don't have hero monologues. We don't do this.
She was monologuing like a motherfucker, dude.
Didn't work. It's just like fucking in this movie, it was another fucking monologue, but it was worse.
Yeah. Monologues need to make sense.
Yeah.
As to why they are happening. That just didn't belong at all.
No. And like, you don't get none of that in Justice League or Batman v Superman.
Nope.
You just get cut off. No.
She straight up cut off Steppenwolf's head. No talk. Just action. I loved it.
Could you imagine, I'm Diana, Prince of Themyscira. Fucking Aquaman be like, shut the fuck up.
Would you stab him already? What are you waiting for?
Like, fuck. Oh, God, that fucking movie. But, like, Suicide Squad, there's things that I enjoy in that movie. Like, there's some times where I look at what Jared Leto did as the Joker. I'm like, oh, that's creepy. Like, where they get Buddy in the back. I forget his fucking name, but the prison guard in the back. And he was like, blah, 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 blah. And he slaps him. But after he kisses the ring, he straddles him. He's like, you're going to be my friend. I'm like, that is fucking unsettling. But then then what stains that movie for me is that hunka hunka scene. And I was just what was it, T.I.?
I think it, no, Common?
Common, yeah.
Yeah.
Why are you mixing your black rappers? Why are you mixing your black rappers? What the hell's wrong with you?
I'm just glad Andre isn't here.
I'm glad he's not here too. my lady is like legit pissed at him, dude.
Oh.
Like legit upset with this motherfucker.
Why?
Because of what he said on that on the weekly show about me and Rachel. You know, she was like, no. Like, don't play with my man. Don't play with that shit. I'm like, yeah, he's joking, but I get it. You guys actually know each other. He shouldn't have fucking said that shit. And for Rich to release that and make him look bad, oh, that was done on purpose, son. Like, come on. Richard don't give a fuck. I'm like, make Andre look bad? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because Rich loves real life drama.
Yes. Yes.
Content.
This is the content I'm looking for, guys.
Yeah.
Did you guys see watch the Toy Migos episode 219?
I haven't seen the last one.
No. The one where Ernie's talking about the ghost story.
Oh, the whole Winchester thing.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, we're actually gonna that day we visit Rich and his family, we're going to the Winchester house.
Oh,
don't go Rich.
It's where he's lived. I mean,
don't go with Rich.
You don't have to go with Rich. That's whatever, care or anything, but he's around. Why not take him, dude? I feel bad. You know,
he'll put a fucking rock in your pocket.
But I'm good with that. I want the evil spirits, is what you don't get, kid. You know, I'll fight me an evil spirit every now and then. I want those evil spirits better be able to get by the line of defense of evil spirits I already have. You know, they can manage that, then they deserve to haunt me. But yeah, I'm excited.
They come out and they see other evil spirits, just like, oh
seed's taken. This dude's taken. Should we fire him? Yeah, it's no chance. He's got too many of us. No, this is the thing about all this too. I knew it was like super last minute for the rest of the guys, but I asked Andre to come down from Washington. I asked Dario, dude, if you can't fly over for a day or two, we're not going to get Comic-Con this year. It's already out the fucking door. Let's do this. We haven't met up since the last Comic-Con. Let's get together here, right? And it made sense, but I think, you know, so it's a little too last minute for Dario. By the time you release this, I think it's okay for me to say that. It's actually Dario is coming down for a day. Rich doesn't know. And Andre's coming down, which we talked about in the last week. But he shut down. I ain't going to see Rich kind of shit, right? So I don't know if he is now. I think he's still up in the air about what I thought he was coming down. But we were supposed to actually meet up and hang out in the city for this, since we're all going to be up there. But now I think it's just going to be just Rich and I. I think, yeah. But fuck it. Yeah. We get to hang out, dude. Oh, and we are getting, I don't know if you heard, WonderCon's going to be at the end of the year now. And then Ontario, the one in Ontario, Tommy. So we're going to get a con before the year ends.
What is the positivity rate over by you guys?
It's lowered a lot, right?
So
it's not that bad. Where are you guys at right now, Nick?
2.9. We actually went up, I think, 0.2%. It was 0.1 really? Or 0.2%. But, I mean, there was one of the people at my job, they sent me this article, and it was a professor at Johns Hopkins University, and basically they track everything. He's a doctor, and he's a professor there. He was saying, he goes, by April, we should be back to, if not almost, we should be back to normal. He goes, because this article was written in February, and he said within 2 months, the positivity rate dropped 77%.
Is that because of the vaccine?
The vaccine hasn't been, it wasn't out enough for it to have that kind of effect. It's because the election was over.
Mm.
Come on, this was all for fucking political gain.
Mm. Yo, I went through it, man. I'm telling you, it was no.
Oh, I'm not saying the virus isn't real.
Yeah, it fucked me up like legit, dude.
Like, my girlfriend had it. My girlfriend, hers wasn't so bad.
My wife and my son's wasn't bad. They're, like, a couple days, and it was done. I fucking fought that shit. It was fucking me up, dude.
So, I have a question.
But I still won't take the vaccine.
Me?
I know. I'm saying I'm not going to do it. I don't think neither I can. Yeah. Tommy, you doing that shit?
Yeah, I kind of, the only reason why is because, I work in the medical field.
That's right. Yeah.
So, and I'd speak to a lot of doctors. The last one I talked to was actually on Thursday, and I was talking to him about the vaccine because I hadn't taken it yet. Because I'm still on the fence about it.
That shit. Yeah,
yeah. But he kind of convinced me. He's like, just do it. If you're gonna do it, get Pfizer. Because as far as I'm seeing experiences go, everybody in the hospital that he works in, and he works all the doctors and nurses that he works with, they all got it. And it's working 100% very well with everybody. So he told me to get Pfizer. So I'm like, okay, so I'll do that. So I got to schedule it in and all that stuff. And it's also important for me because I'm seeing patients daily. I see on average about 10 to 12 patients a day. The numbers are starting to drop as far as being COVID patients. Like, before, like, when this pandemic started, it was, like, at least 10 COVID patients a day I'm seeing in servicing. But now it's dropping to, like, maybe one here and one two there. So yeah, it's huge. Looking good. But he's telling me that the only reason why that's happening is because of the vaccine. And he's like, that means it's working.
I heard it's a combination of the vaccine and herd immunity.
Yeah, yeah.
We're not at herd immunity yet from what I've heard, but we're almost there.
Mm-hmm.
My logic is this vaccine hasn't been out long enough to have actually done studies and tested it for any side effects.
Yeah. Long-term. Yeah. Side effects. Yeah.
I mean, my logic is I got enough fucking problems. Like, I'm already an asthmatic, so, like, and I'm also helping take care of my grandmother, so I'm as cautious.
Asthmatic, that means you're taking it in the butt, right? I've heard that on After Dark, dude. I know what that means.
I was about to say I puff on an inhaler, but I realized that's setting up for
puff on a what? Oh, yeah, there you go. I've also heard that on After Dark, so. What word, son?
Question, Adrian, like, do you take vitamins, like vitamin C or anything?
So this is a funny thing. So I was huge on vitamins, you know, and for some reason just stopped taking them. Maybe just got lazy with it, right? Or whatever. When I got sick, that's one of the main reasons that I got sick. From what I was told, I had no line of defenses. Nothing there that keeps some of that shit out, right? Ever since, like, in towards the end of COVID, when I start taking vitamins again, everything just straightened out for me. And I have not went a day without taking. I think I'm taking five, like, a multivitamin, C, D.
I'm not sure about vitamin C.
B12. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Now it's like a pill a day. It's not, I don't know how much is in it, but it's enough, right?
I take about 4,000. Oh, I'm sorry. Keep going. I'm actually.
I get like a Costco bottle, yay big, son.
Same here.
So that's that fucking pill. I'm pushing that down my throat every fucking day. There has huge, not been a day. Yes. You know, so it's helping. And like I said, plus six other ones, three of which ones I wasn't taking before. And I feel like that just it's helped. Maybe it's all in my head, but I like to believe that it's actually fucking helping, son. You know, so
yeah.
Now I'm on my vitamins. Tough. Nice. Tough. As you guys, you kids say, Nick.
So, I remember I got a phone call from my mom one day, and she asked me if I'm taking vitamin D3.
Huge.
I'm like, fuck, I don't know. Like, I had a bout of anemia because I'm a big chicken guy. Like, I fucking eat, I was chicken eating grilled chicken a lot. So, like, I think it was my iron levels were so low. And my hair was thinning out and everything. And my mom was just like, I got a bunch of questions for you. Do you get cold a lot? You know, yeah. And she was going down the line, like, are you tired all the time?
She saw it. Yeah.
So she was going down the line. She goes, it sounds like you're anemic. And she did the fucking eye test. The eyelid test. And she was just like, all right, take 4 vitamin C's a day. Take vitamin D3. And she goes, also take krill oil. So I've been taking vitamin C and D3 for fucking a year and a half before the pandemic started. Now I'm starting to take zinc. Oh, shit, that's what I forgot to buy today.
Yeah, zinc helps.
Never take it on an empty stomach. That'll tear your fucking stomach up.
Won't have to try it, won't. But yeah, D3 is a huge, it's the one that I've been on since. I've been recovering since I recovered from COVID. So, yeah.
Like, I had to take Plaquenil in January. And then all of a sudden the fucking pandemic hits. And that's when Trump started talking about hydroxychloroquine, which is Plaquenil. My 90-day supply turned into a 30-day supply without fucking a single refill. I was just like, you fucking sons of bitches. And they're like, and he was like, listen, the prescription expired. We're just going to give you the 30-day instead. I'm like, that's bullshit. I'm like, the fucking prescription doesn't expire for an entire year. I just got this fucking filled. So, like, we were going back and forth. I'm like, listen, I get it. There's a shortage. Do you just not have it? Can you turn my 30-day supply into give me 2 extra refills after this? What the fuck? And they're like, no. Like, it was so fucking hard to get that medicine. So eventually I had to stop taking it anyway. There was no reason for me to do it. But that's what the doctors were even saying from what I heard, is that hydroxychloroquine actually helped with COVID. Like, symptoms would alleviate in like 2 or 3 days.
Did you guys get it? Nick or Tommy, did you guys get it?
No.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, because in my work, like, I wear full PPE, so
you're protected.
I'm very diligent, and I'm always using. I've gone through like I don't know how many gallons of
hand sanitizer.
I've been through so many. Like, I've cost my company a lot of money on hand sanitizers during this time. Like, so much money. So yeah, I'm pretty diligent about it. Hopefully.
Are you a big glove wearer? Are you a big glove wearer?
Yeah, I got to wear gloves.
You wore gloves before pandemic, son.
I wore work gloves, but now, like, every day I'm wearing those those plastic ones, the rubber
See,
ones.
See, at work, they supply us with the gloves. When I learned about cross-contamination, I stopped wearing them.
Right.
Because it's so much easier just to forget that you're wearing the damn gloves and touch your face.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Than it is being more conscious about after you touch a fucking box, hit yourself with hand sanitizer, and then you know you're good.
For me, I'm wearing a face shield, two masks, and a full suit. Whenever
that's the worst shit about it, man. I've said this before. I said on a weekly show. We did whatever every precaution we took every precaution when we're out at work, when we're you know eating out or shopping, right? Mm-hmm. Everything I had to do to take care of myself. And I get that shit in my house. That's like the worst. You know, it got passed over to me from my loved ones, which I'm like, I don't blame them, dude. But I that's the last place I expected to get. And we clean, dude. Everything was just, it came in from, he got it from here and it got to us.
It's just one of those things, yeah.
One of those fucking things, dude. So, yo, I'm going to have to bounce out, guys.
Shoulders deflate.